U.S. President Barack Obama says Washington seeks Bashar al-Assad's departure from Syria. Obama says the U.S. has begun a new era of leadership in the world. He also warns Damascus not to use its chemical weapons in any circumstances. Damascus rejects the allegations as mass media propaganda. Tensions are building up between Syria and Israel. In the occupied Golan Heights, Israeli forces are patrolling the area after two mortar shells landed near a border fence. Israel's Minister of Military Affairs has said that Tel Aviv is preparing for a military operation if Syria transfers weapons to Lebanon against its own people. The foreign ministry spokesman says Damascus is committed to protecting Syrians against armed gangs for calling on President Bashar al-Assad to relinquish power. A U.S. assassination drone kills at least 12 people in Pakistan's North Waziristan. Several missiles were reportedly fired at a house in the region. Several others were also injured in the attack. Washington claims its airstrikes target militants, though they've mostly resulted in civilian casualties. Now on to Iraq, where a string of fresh bombings and shooting attacks has left over 100 people dead. Scores more have been injured. In all, there were more than 24 different attacks in nearly 20 cities. It was the deadliest day in Iraq in more than 2 years. U.S. and foreign forces in Afghanistan say one of their soldiers has been killed in a Taliban attack in the east. We still don't know the nationality of the soldier. Separately, in Fayyad province, an Afghan soldier opened fire on NATO forces, wounding 2 American troops. Well, it's been a gloomy day for stock markets around the world. Major indices in Wall Street as well as Europe fell sharply amid worries over Spain's sovereign debt crisis. They need a bailout after its borrowing costs hit record highs.